我哋今日读经经文嚟自马太福音第二章第一到第十二节，我哋会先用广东话，然后用英文一齐读出。
Tonight's scripture reading is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. We will first read this together, first in Cantonese and then in English.
马太福音第二章第一节，我一齐读。当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹大的伯利恒。有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说：啊，生下来作犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜他。希律王听见了，就心里不安。耶路撒冷合城的人也都不安。他就召齐了祭司长和民间的文士，问他们说：基督当生在何处？他们回答说：在犹大的伯利恒，因为有先知记着说：犹大地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王要从你那里出来，牧养我以色列民。当下希律暗暗的召了博士来，细问那星是什么时候出现的。又差他们往伯利恒去，说：你们去仔细寻访那小孩子，寻到了就来报信，我也好去拜他。他们听见王的话就去了，在东方所看见的那星忽然在他们前头行，直到小孩子的地方，又在上头停住了。他们看见那星，就大大的欢喜。进了房子，看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，又俯伏敬拜那小孩子，揭开宝盒，拿黄金、乳香、没药为礼物献给他。博士因为在梦中被主指示不要回去见希律，又从别的路回本地去了。
Matthew chapter 2, verse 1. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
我哋今晚有程牧师为我哋传讲神嘅信息，我哋嘅信息嘅题目系那智者。
Title of tonight's message by Reverend Wilson Cheng is "The Wise One."
mess it up.
Let's pray.
我们一起低头祈祷.
Lord, these are certainly unsettling times, just like at the time of Jesus' birth.
主，我们知道这个时间是令人一个不安的时间, 就好像耶稣基督降生的时候一样.
And so grant us tonight the peace that surpasses understanding.
神啊，求你今日俾我哋一个个平安，系超过我哋所能够想象嘅.
We know your ways are not ours.
神，我知道你嘅道路唔系人嘅道路.
You know the beginning from the end.
你由始至终都知道系点样.
We are finite, you are infinite.
我哋系有限嘅，但神你系无限嘅.
And so you are the wise one.
所以主啊，你先至系嗰个智者.
And so may our confidence be in you.
神啊，愿意我哋嘅信心喺你嗰度.
And may tonight we know afresh your love for your people.
让我们今晚也更新的一次再看见神你自己对我们的爱.
And so we ask that in the precious name of Jesus, Amen.
我们奉耶稣基督宝贵的名求, Amen.
Well, if you were with us this past Sunday, you'll recognize that we were looking at the same passage, Matthew chapter 2.
如果你上星期日跟我们一起的时候, 你就会发觉我们都是看同一段的经文, 就是马太福音的第二章.
And you'll probably recall that we don't know a whole lot about the Magi.
如果你记得的话, 我们都曾经讲过, 我们不知道这些博士是什么人。
And from the three gifts that are listed in verse 11 that we read, some people have assumed that they were three kings from the Orient.
经文里面列出来他所摆上的那些礼物的时候, 有些人就说他们应该就是王。
But as many of you know already, that is not certain.
但很多人都知道, 其实这样的推测不是很确定的。
But it is safe to conclude from the text that when the caravan of people arrived with these wise men, these magi, into Jerusalem, there was enough of them to get the attention
但是呢,
of the people in the city.
但是在经文里面我们看见就是说, 当这些人来到, 他们有这些大篷车在那里的时候呢, 令到全城的人呢, 都很注意到他们。
Now it is quite surprising that these men are Gentiles.
令人很诧异的就是, 这些人其实是外邦人。
And from the very beginning, Jesus came to be the savior of the world.
在很开头的时候, 我们就看见, 耶稣基督来到, 是要成为世人的救主。
In other words, God came incarnate for all nations.
即是说到神他道成肉身来到, 是为到万国的人。
Now certainly these gifts that these wise men gave the newborn king, the child here, again, because this is not the scene where Jesus was just born. The scene is happens a little later.
我们知道这些人来到他见到耶稣的时候, 就不是说耶稣刚刚出世的时候, 是耶稣出了世之后的一些时间。
We know certainly these gifts are valuable, so the men had some wealth.
我们知道这些他们带来的那些礼物都是很宝贵的, 所以我们知道这些人可能他们都是有钱的。
And we also know, and they're called wise, because they were scholars. They had some, that's what we would call, scientific background.
这样呢,还有这里说到,他们说他们是博士来的。所以我们知道他们一定是有些学识,或者甚至是当时的科学家。
But no, more importantly, no scholarly person who follows the light God gives them can miss worshiping at the feet of Jesus.
但是我们会在这里看见,就是说,当这些人来到,去跟随神给他们的灯的时候,神给他们的亮光的时候,他们不会错失了,就是要去敬拜耶稣。
The Apostle Paul puts it well in Colossians chapter 2.
保罗他在哥罗西书的第二章那里这样讲,
He says there, Jesus Christ, in Jesus Christ are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
他说所积蓄的一切智慧知识都在他里面藏着,这个他是讲到耶稣。
The Apostle Paul continues in that chapter, in that wonderful letter to the Colossian Christians, that in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
然后他跟着在哥罗西教会的人,他那里这么说,他说,因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
Now, as we said last time, the Magi were seeking the king.
咁上次我哋讲过呢啲嘅博士佢嚟寻找呢一个嘅王。
But Herod, the present king, was afraid of the true king.
但系咧呢个希律王咧，佢反而咧就好惊佢哋所揾嘅呢一个王。
In fact, Herod was so paranoid that he wanted to destroy the true king.
咁佢甚至到一个地步咧，佢想要咧去消灭呢一个嘅王。
This was Herod the Great, called king by the Roman Senate.
咁呢一个系一个希律大帝，咁系当时咧系被罗马嘅元老会咧嚟到去指派佢嘅。
And it was due for the influence of Mark Antony.
咁系因为咧被当时系被嗰阵时所谓之嗰、那个Mark Antony 嚟到去受影响嘅。
And as we also saw last time, Herod was a cruel and crafty man who permitted no one, not even his close family members, to interfere with his rule.
上次我哋都讲过啦，希律咧系一个好凶残同埋好狡猾一个人，佢甚至咧系唔容让到咧佢自己家庭里边嘅人咧嚟到去干扰佢嗰一个嘅统治嘅。
He was ruthless. He killed his wife, one of his wives, and her two brothers because he accused them of treason.
咁佢系好无情嘅，佢甚至咧杀咗佢其中嘅一个太太同埋佢两个嘅兄弟。因为佢怀疑佢哋咧系叛国。
We know from antiquity that Herod was married at least 9 times in order to strengthen his political ties.
咁咧，我哋知道咧，佢咧结咗咧最少咧系九次嘅婚，以致咧佢能够咧可以去满足佢自己嗰个肉体嘅情欲，同埋咧嚟到去增强佢喺政治上边嗰个嘅关系。
So it's not surprising that this scene has a darkness coming over it.As Herod tries to kill the child Jesus.
咁所以喺呢一度，我哋睇见，就算希律佢想喺呢一度想去嚟到去杀咗呢一个嘅婴孩嘅时候，我哋都唔会觉得咧诧异。
Now Herod was not a full-blooded Jew.
希律唔系一个纯正嘅犹太人。
He was a Edomitian, a descendant of Esau.
佢系以索嘅后裔。
And of course, this is a picture of the old struggle that Genesis 25 tells us of between the brothers Esau and Jacob.
如果你喺创世纪第二十五章嘅时候咧，见到以扫同埋雅各佢哋两兄弟咧，一直咧佢哋都有好多嘅斗争喺度。
And so you have before us the scene of a conflict between the spiritual wisdom of the living God versus carnal or worldly wisdom.
咁咧喺呢度咧，其实你一直都会睇见噶啦，就系咧，呢一个属灵嘅智慧嘅，同埋呢一个肉体嘅智慧，佢哋嘅争战。
And so by summary again, the Magi were seeking the king。
喺呢度我哋睇见，呢啲嘅博士佢嚟寻找呢个嘅王。
The present king Herod was opposing the true king。
而希律咧，佢反而咧就去反对呢个真正嘅王。
And the Jewish priests that were consulted by King Herod were ignoring the king.
咁而呢一个希律佢去去揾呢一啲嘅祭司嚟去帮嘅咧，而呢啲祭司咧反而咧就系无视咗呢一个嘅佢要寻找嘅王。
In fact, as we learned last time, the priests that Herod consulted with knew the scriptures. They pointed to the Savior, but they would not go to worship him.
上次我哋提到就话呢啲祭司咧，其实佢哋都熟悉呢一个嘅圣经嘅，佢哋甚至咧去指俾佢哋睇话嗰个救主喺边度，但系佢哋自己咧就唔亲自嘅去敬拜呢一个嘅救主。
They quote Micah 5:2, as Matthew 2:6 tells us.
佢哋甚至咧引用尼迦书嘅第五章二节。
But they do not obey it.
但系佢哋冇自己去服从。
How tragic, right? They are 5 miles from the very Son of God, yet they don't go to see him.
几可悲嘅咧，佢哋只不过可能咧系同神嘅儿子咧系五里之隔，但系佢哋都唔去见佢。
And so how ironic, right? The Gentiles, the people not of Israel, sought and found him, but the Jews ignored him.
反之，呢啲嘅外邦人去寻找，而佢哋揾到呢一个嘅婴孩。
Now, verse
5,
Matthew cites a second fulfilled prophecy to prove that Jesus is the true king.
用这个预言得着应验来证明耶稣就是这个王。
And so how Jesus was born and where Jesus was born are both fulfillments of biblical prophecy.
原来耶稣是怎样的出生和在哪里出生呢? 都其实就是应验了先知的预言。
Bethlehem, as many of you know, means house of bread.
伯利恒这个地方就是一个粮食的家。
And it's amazing, this is where the bread of life came to earth.
很奇怪,我们就看见这个就是生命的粮所诞生的地方。
Bethlehem is in the Old Testament is associated with King David.
伯利恒这个城在旧约里面,也是跟大卫有关联的。
Who points us to Jesus in his suffering and glory.
而大卫他自己也是引我们指向我们看到耶稣他的受苦和他的荣耀。
Now that sort of brings you up to date on what we've sort of already said already.
这个就是我们星期日一日所讲过的。
But tonight, I'd like to briefly point to your attention that Matthew 2 is also kind of commentary to the Apostle Paul and his statement in 1 Corinthians 1:20.
我今天也想看的就是说到在马太福音的第二章其实也是注释到使徒保罗他在
And let me show you that verse. It's on slide 2, 1 Corinthians 1:20 from the New Living Translation. It says there, so where does this leave the philosophers, the scholars, and the world's brilliant debaters? God has made the wisdom of this world look foolish.
在哥林多前书1章20节那里他这么说,智慧人在哪里,问事在哪里? 这世上的辨识在哪里?神岂不是叫这世界的智慧变成愚拙吗?
I would like you to consider that this entire text of Matthew 2 is really telling us something here.
在这个整段马太福音的第二章其实就是告诉我们,
that God was pleased to save those who believe in him through the foolishness of the gospel.
他说到神是喜悦那些是透过人所看为福音愚拙的福音而去相信他的那些人。
And so these 12 verses tell us this about the story.
这个马太福音的第二章就是告诉我们这个故事。
Again, I have this on next slide, slide 3. We're learning here that the wisdom of this world that many of you gravitate to is insufficient and superficial.
他讲到给我们听的就是说这个世界的智慧是我们很多人都去追寻的但其实是不足够和是很表面的。
In other words, it's not enough to navigate through life with just worldly wisdom.
就是说我们要度过我们的生活,我们的人生的时候,如果我们单单是依靠这个地上的智慧,是不足够的。
Yet secondly, with the hope of the Holy Spirit of God, the wisdom we gain from this world can blossom, can flourish into something very beneficial for you and for me.
但同一时间,如果我们是藉着圣灵所给我们的盼望的时候,我们在这个地上里面,我们所学得的智慧,可以在我们的生命里面开花,叫我们的生命是可以更加有好处,更加有益处。
So again, the two things that we could take away from this text, that this text is about, is one, worldly wisdom in and of itself falls short.
我们所要记得的就是第一件事,就是说在这个世界里面我们所得到的智慧是不足够的。
But secondly, with God's help, the world's wisdom can benefit us.
第二件事就是说,但是藉着神的帮助的时候,这些世界的智慧是对我们也可以有益处。
So let me ask, why is the wisdom of this world insufficient?
为什么这个地上的,这个世界的智慧是不足够呢?
Well, for the simple reason, it's dated.
为什么呢? 很简单的原因就是说,它会过时的。
You see, the wise men you read about here are the most highly educated during that time of the birth of the Christ.
譬如好似我喺呢度睇见嗰啲博士咁样啦，喺当时嚟讲，佢哋啲系受过一啲好高等嘅教育嘅人。
These wise men are the learned, you know, the quote unquote professors of the prestigious schools of that day, who have all the worldly credentials.
咁呢啲嘅博士咧，喺当时嚟讲，佢哋都系一啲咧好受教育，可以讲系一啲好出名嘅学校里边嘅一啲嘅教授。佢咧系有世界上面所有佢可以有嘅咸头。
You could say these wise men were the intelligentsia, the elites of that time.
佢哋可以系当时嘅一啲嘅知识分子，系当时嘅一啲嘅精英。
And in that day, the elites believed the way you dealt with the world was through what? Astrology or the interpretation of dreams or magical arts.
咁喺当时嚟讲咧，呢啲精英咧，佢哋相信就话佢哋点样可以同呢个世界打交道咧，就系透过一啲嘅星术。或者咧去解梦，或者咧系一啲嘅魔法。
And so we 21st century types, when we hear that, we kind of chuckle.
喺我哋今日二十一世纪嘅人咧，我哋就会觉得咧好好笑啦。
Worldly wisdom today continues to be outmoded too, though. Generation after generation.
其实一代一代过去嘅时候，今日我哋嘅智慧都会可能变得陈旧。
Let me ask you, where are the wise men and women?Of 100 years ago.
譬如我问下你，一百年前呢啲有智慧嘅男、智慧嘅女，佢哋而家喺边呢？
Well, they're gone, right?
佢哋已经过去。
And many of their so-called brilliant ideas and wisdom have been dismissed today.
咁佢哋嗰阵时可能咧令人好赞叹嘅一啲嘅想法啊，一啲嘅智慧咧，今日都可能已经系俾人哋唔用啦。
Just go to your local library, check it out.Some preliminary research, just do some preliminary research about the movers and shakers of 100 years ago.
你可以去图书馆去睇下，去做一个初步嘅研究，睇下喺一百年前嗰啲有好多嘅推动者或者系好有动力嘅人，佢哋而家系点。
And you will discover for yourself many things that they thought were helpful are laughable.
你会发觉可能当时他们所发现的一些东西是很有用的，你现在可能都有得淡笑。
You might say to yourself, why did they think like that? Why did they think this or that?
可能你会跟自己想，为什么他们当时会这样想的，或者这样想的。
We can't believe that today.
我们今天不会相信他们所昔日讲的东
西。In fact, you don't have to go back 100 years. You go back 40 years. Go ahead.Look in the library. Look at the op-ed pages of the New York Times 40 years ago.
其实你唔使去到100年前，你净系喺40年前个嘢，你可以喺 New York Times 嗰度去睇下。
There are a lot of things that are said there that you kind of scratch your head. What are they saying?
佢哋当时所讲嘅嘢，而家可能你拗住头嘅话，点解佢哋会咁讲嘅咧？
Because a shocking amount of elite opinion we laugh at today within a generation of time.
因为在当时可能令人很震惊的一些精英的意见，今日已经是经过一代一代的时候，我们可能就会反之的就是取笑。
As the famous Christian apologist C.S. Lewis says, and I have this on slide 4, all that is not eternal is eternally out of date.
就好像路易斯他曾经讲过的说话，他说所有那些不是永恒的东西，他们都会永恒的来到去过时。
I'm old enough to know that. See, I worked in Manhattan in the 1980s.
我很知道这件事在1980年代的时候，我在曼克顿工作。
That's some 40 years ago.
大约40年前。
And I met many who were older than I, at work especially.
我在那时候有很多的同事都比我年长的。
They were in their 50s and 60s, and they'd been in New York City in the 1950s and the 1960s.
咁佢哋咧都成五啊几、六啊几、七啊几岁。咁佢哋咧喺1950年至60年代咧，佢哋已经喺纽约。
And you know what was big back then?
你知唔知喺当时有啲乜嘢嘢系好盛行嘅咧
？The teachings of Sigmund Freud, the psychologist.
就系讲到嗰个嘅心理学家弗洛伊德。
Again, you could check this out. You could look it up. His ideas were embraced back then.
在当时来讲，他的讲法是很多人都去接受的。
People spoke very highly of his teachings and findings.
好多人对佢嘅教导同埋佢嗰个嘅研究，佢所发现嘅嘢咧，都有一个好高度嘅评价。
And many saw professional psychoanalysts a couple times a week, and that was fairly common for everyone.
喺当时好普遍嘅，有啲人咧一个礼拜咧可能见呢啲专业嘅心理学家咧几次嘅。
It seemed to be in vogue. It was normal.
喺当时嚟讲咧，啲人觉得系好正常嘅。
And people thought.That it took years, maybe 10, 20 years to get to know your unconscious thoughts and feelings.
佢哋嗰陣時啲人咧會覺得咧係好正常嘅，你可能要花十年、二十年嘅時間咧，先能夠可以認識到咧你自己裏邊無意識嘅想法同埋感受。
And just about everybody who was, in a sense, contemporary back then, thought in that way, and they thought this was the way. This is the way forward in life.
在当时来讲呢，啲人就会觉得呢，这个是唯一他们在生命里面前进的一个的方法。
And everybody who was enlightened up to that date knew how to do that.
咁在当时来讲，啲人所谓之开明的与时俱进的时候，他们就会这样做了。
But just a decade later, in the 1990s, everybody was laughing at that.
但是没过得几十年，1990年代的时候呢，啲人呢就好取笑这样的做法。
Sigmund Freud was not so embraced anymore in the 90s.
弗洛伊德咧已经喺呢个九十年代嘅时候咧，冇被人哋咁样嘅嚟到去接受。
Let me give you another example. I feel pretty old because I am old. In college in the late 70s, I had to take some psychology courses as an undergrad.
咁咧喺我1970年代嘅时候咧，我喺大学我要咧读一啲嘅心理学嘅科目。
And if you had a similar experience, even now, if you're in college, you know, part of those courses you deal with what? Child development.
咁其中一啲嘅课程咧，就要读呢个儿童嘅成长。
And you would study there, amongst other things, genders or sexual desires.
咁喺当中咧，我哋要学到咧，就系关于性别同埋一个性欲。
And in the late 70s, I was told and read about, in no uncertain terms, that these things, gender, sexual desires, are not fixed.Or genetic, but learned behavior. I was told that over and over and over again.
咁喺嗰阵时咧，我就就系咁样被教导，就系话咧性别或者系咧对性嘅渴望咧，呢啲咧唔系固定或者系遗传嘅，呢啲咧系学习得嚟嘅行为嚟嘅。
And those of you today who are taking child development, you're scratching your head because today we're told the exact opposite.
但系今日。我哋知道咧，所教我哋嘅就完全系啱啱相反。
We're told by the experts that sexual desires are genetically fixed and determined。
咁反之咧，佢而家话俾我哋，我哋对性嘅嗰个欲望咧，其实咧就系遗传嘅，系固定，同埋已经系喺我哋嘅遗传里边系确定咗嘅。
That's the total opposite teaching of from the late 70s。
同喺七十年代嗰阵时对我哋嘅教育咧系完全系相反嘅。
And so just in 40 to 50 years, there's a drastic change in thinking over an important issue.
就好像在这四五十年里面有一个非常之激烈的完全的改变在我们的思想那里。
You see what I'm getting at? If you're placing your hope in worldly wisdom, if you're living your life, ordering your life accordingly, you better watch out.
咁即係话到呢，如果我哋将我哋生命嘅盼望就係摆喺呢一啲世界嘅智慧里面嘅时候，我哋就要留意啦。
Because findings, conclusions about issues that are important, like who we are, right? What we do. These issues change, evolve.
因为呢一啲咁嘅发现啊或者係总结呢，係对于喺我哋喺呢个世界里面遇见嘅呢个问题呢，你会发现呢一直呢係喺度演变嘅。
That's why it's hard.For older people to relate to younger people.
所以我哋发觉咧，原来年轻人同埋老人家咧，佢哋好难嚟到去相处。
Because we think and view things differently, things change.
因为我哋嘅思想大家都好唔同，而事物咧亦喺度转变。
You know that if you have grandchildren or if you're a parent and there's a fairly large age gap between you and your children, they're going to laugh at some of the things you say to them.
咁如果你有孙嘅时候，或者咧，你同你嘅仔女个年纪有一个好大嘅分别嘅时候咧，你会发觉你有阵时讲嘅嘢，佢哋会笑你啦。
They gonna say, Dad, your generation believe that?
佢哋可能会话吓，阿爸爸，你嗰代信呢啲咁嘅嘢噶。
Even things you learned in college from the elites of your day are now considered obsolete, incorrect.
就算昔日你可能咧喺一个好精英嘅学校里边，好出名嘅老师教你嘅嘢，今日可能咧就已经系过时或者系唔啱噶啦。
You know, many of my college courses are useless now. They're useless. They're outdated. They're useless.
喺以前喺大学里边，我所读嘅一啲商业嘅课程，而家已经系古已经系唔啱用噶啦。
The Christian apologist C.S. Lewis, a professor himself, is right on when he says all.That is not eternal, is out of date.
所以鲁易斯讲句说话很啱，他说一切不是永恒的，都是永远过时的。
How about this? If you grew up I did grow up in America in the 60s.
如果你是在60年代在美国长大的时候。
And back then, you might have thought that Christianity was a white religion.
咁喺当时嚟讲咧，啲人就会话啦，基督教咧系一啲白人嘅宗教。
In fact, people thought it was a Western religion back then. You know, the more modern a country got, the less religious it would get.
咁样佢哋咧就话咧，个社会个社会如果系越嚟越摩登嘅时候咧，就应该咧少啲人系信宗教。
Of course, the average Christian is not a white Westerner.
咁但系我哋知道啦，普遍上基督徒都唔系白种人，亦都唔系西方人。
Because as you and I know, Christianity grew so fast recently in China, Korea, Southeast Asia, Africa, Latin America, that is shocking.
但因为我哋知道咧，喺近期里边嘅时候，基督教喺中国啦、韩国啦、非洲啦，同埋拉丁美洲咧，都成长得系令人好震惊。
In fact, the more modern China gets, the more Christians there are.
当中国是越现代化的时候呢，我们发觉呢就越多基督徒在那里。
And the sociologists, a few are still alive from the 60s, 50s and 60s, they're shocked. They're shocked.
在50年代、60年代那时的社会学家呢，他们看见这样的时候很震惊。
Because what they wrote, what they published back then was outright wrong.
因为当他们看回他们在几十年前他们所写的书或者他们的作品写出来的评论的时候，他们所讲的东西，他们所找到的发现呢都是错的。
When I mention the lead, I mean people of influence in a society.
当我讲到精英的时候，我就是说到在这个社会里面有影响力的人。
So they would include the scholars, the politicians, the executives, the high professionals. They are the elite. They are the gatekeepers.
咁我喺呢度讲到啲精英嘅时候，我就系讲到呢啲可能系一啲嘅学者，可能系一啲政治家，可能系一啲行政人员，或者一啲好高级嘅专业人士。
And many of the things they told and taught about back in the 60s or the 50s, they didn't pan out.
咁好多时咧，呢啲佢哋喺当时喺60年代嘅时候讲俾你听嗰啲嘢咧，你发觉咧都系冇喺成功嘅。
You know what we say about that in the 21st century?
在21世纪我们怎么说呢
?We kind of say now, we know better.
我们今天我可能说因为我们现在知得多一点好一点。
But is that statement true? We know better?
但是我们这样说的时候，是不是真的我们是比他们知多一点呢
?Is it really possible that we've come to the ultimate cultural moment in history?
是不是我们真的在历史里面我们来到这个终极文化的时刻呢
?You don't think,In 100 years from now, people will chuckle at what we have concluded about life.
你会不会想在100年之后，啲人亦都会笑我哋今日所讲嘅嘢呢
？Have we really reached the point to be a better grip of things in and around us?
我哋系咪真系嚟到一个嘅时刻，就系我哋对于我哋身边嘅嘢有一个更加好嘅掌握呢
？Absolutely not.
绝对唔系。
You know why?I vividly remember a conversation with a young teen who was Chinese British.
我好记得我曾经同一个年轻嘅人，佢系一个中国人对话。
And he was the son of a good friend of my dad's.
咁系我爸爸一个好朋友嘅仔。
And that young teen knew I was a Christian, and at that time was going to get a theological education.
咁呢个十几岁嘅年轻人呢？咁佢知道我係一個基督徒，而嗰陣時咧，我亦都準備去入呢個神學院。
And among other things, Nicholas said to me over lunch, he said, "You really believe some of that outdated stuff in the Bible?"
我很记得我跟他吃午饭的时候，他这样跟我说，他说， 你真的相信这个在圣经里面这些过时的教导？
You see, if you're having lunch today with someone who doesn't believe, and somebody tells you, "Oh, you Christians are out of date. You know, you're out of touch with the times."
如果今天有人知道你是基督徒的时候，可能他都会来跟你说，他说你是基督徒，可能你今天就是跟现今的时代不能够有联系，或者你是追不上这个朝代了。
You as a Christian can respectfully disagree and push back.
其实基督徒我们可以很有礼貌地来跟他们说不是的。
There are all sorts of things Christians can change.
有很多的东西基督徒我们都可以改变。
But my point is this. If you change the ancient doctrines of Christianity in order to keep up with today, tomorrow you'll have a lot laughing stock religion.
不过我想告诉你，如果你想尝试去改变这个恒久以来基督教里面的教义，以致能够将它叫它更合时的时候，
because it'll be
可能明天人家就会笑你，成为基督教这个笑柄。
Like the world's wisdom, which changes every generation.
如果你这么做的时候，就好像将它也成为好像世界的智慧那样。
You see, everything changes except God's word.
每一样东西都可以改变，除了神的话语。
Read Augustine, read Athanasius, read Anselm, some of the famous Christian theologians of many, many ages ago.
你可以尝试看很多年代之前的基督教神学家，好像奥古斯丁。
Go read people who were trying to draw God's wisdom out of the scriptures 1500 years ago.
你尝试看看这些人所写的东西，他们怎样尝试在圣经里面来看出神的智慧。
If you're a Christian, you know what you'll discover as you read them?
如果你是基督徒的时候，你就会发现了什么呢？
These guys are dealing with the same God that I am.
你就会发觉原来这些人所看的神就是跟我今天看的神是一样的。
And you'll conclude that's truly incredible.
你就会可以说真是令人难以置信。
Of course there are differences, right, in 1500 years.
当然在1500年里面会有不同的东西。
They're very different historically and culturally, right?
在历史上和文化上都有很多不同。
And? Every so often they'll say something and you'll kind of scratch your head and go, what?
可能有时候你讲些东西，你会说，蛤，什么话？
But that doesn't apply to the core doctrines of the Bible.
但是这个就不是应用到去，就是说那个圣经里面那一个教义的那个中心。
As you'll see on slide 5, is there any other field of endeavor, like biblical studies, that doesn't look ridiculous 50 years later?
在这里看，我们有没有看见在任何一个领域人所落的努力，好像我们研读圣经一样，就算50年之后，都不会成为荒谬的。
Just look at medicine.
你就算看一下医学。
Bloodletting, that is the draining of your blood out of your body, or the sucking out of your blood out of your body, seem have contributed to George Washington's death.
好像我们讲到放血这样，就是说将一些血在这个身里面来顶它慢慢的流出来。其实这个可能就是George Washington去死的原因。
He woke around 2 a.m. with an inflamed throat and breathing difficulties.
当他在半夜2点钟醒过来的时候，他发觉他的喉咙发炎，还有他很难呼吸。
And the first lady, Martha, sent for help.
他的太太就去寻求这个帮助。
You know what the doctors did?
医生当时做些什么呢?
They ordered bloodletting to treat him.
他们就用一个放血的方式来做治疗。
They took 80 ounces of blood out of him over 12 hours. That's 40% of an adult's blood volume.
在12个小时里面，他们在当中抽出80个安士的血。 是差不多是一个成人 40% 的血的容量。
Even if doctors did not make the situation worse, the bloodletting didn't help George Washington.
就算医生可能没有令到那个情况变坏，但是他们这样的做法也都帮助不到这个Washington.
And that early morning, the first president, George Washington, died.
第二天他就死了。
All that is not eternal is eternally out of date.
所以他呢是讲到就说一切不是永恒的都是永远过时的。
Or the way the Apostle Paul puts it, where is the wise man or woman, the scholar, the philosopher, this age?
或者就好似使徒保罗佢所讲讲，智慧人喺边度，文士喺边度，呢个世界上嘅辨识喺边度咧
？The wisdom of this world is insufficient. Are you resting in the wisdom of this world？
呢个世界嘅智慧系唔足够嘅，你系咪安稳喺呢个世界嘅智慧上边咧
？But with that said, there are kernels of truth in worldly wisdom.
但系虽然我哋咁讲，但我哋知道世界嘅智慧。他也都有他真理的那一边。
That's so by God's common grace.
是藉着神那个普遍恩惠。
There are all sorts of things, elite opinion, scientists, philosophers are saying that will abide.
所以有很多的东西这些的精英的他们所讲的意见科学家或者哲学家所讲的东西
And so,
都可以去遵守的。
There is wisdom in the world's wisdom.
在这个世界的智慧里面呢也都是有一些智慧在这里的。
But, it's insufficient wisdom.
但是是一些不足够的智慧。
And what's interesting in Matthew 2 is the wise men, through their arts, do learn there's a king.
就很有趣的就是当我们看这个马太福音的第二章的时候我们看见这些博士他们透过他们的知识呢他们知道呢是有一个王。
Yet they can't find out without the Holy Scriptures where the king is.
但是不是藉着圣经的话呢他们找不到究竟这个王是在哪里。
You see, by their own reasoning, by their own thinking, they came to the conclusion that there was a king to be born.
他们用他们的理解用他们的寻求到的东西他们知道有一个王。
But how did they find where?
但他们怎样找到这个王在哪里呢
?They found Bethlehem by listening to the Old Testament prophet.
他们知道原来在伯利恒是藉着呢听见这个旧约里面的先知所讲的说话。
Matthew 2:6 is a quote from Micah in the Old Testament, Micah 5:2.
马太福音的第二章第六节呢其实就是尼迦书里面的第五章第二节那里他所讲出来的。
But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.
他在这里讲到伯利恒以法他啊，你在犹太诸城中为小，将来必有一位从你那里出来，在以色列中为我作掌权的。
I hope you see the importance of this.
我希望你看到这个重要性。
We have an extraordinary important thing from God Himself, His Word.
我们在神那里给了我们一个很超自然一个很重要的东西就是神的话语。
And Romans 1 says the same thing.
罗马书第一章同样这样讲给我们听。
It says that by your reason you may perceive there is a God.
他说藉着你的认识你可以感受到有一个神。
In other words, Paul saying looking at nature you can perceive there's a God.
就是说好像你看见大自然的时候你感受到有一个神。
But you'll never meet that God personally.
但你不可以很个人的来到去遇见这个神。
Except through the revelation of the Bible, the Gospels. You'll meet Jesus through the Gospels.
除非你是透过这个圣经藉着耶稣基督给你的启示。
You see, the idea of the wisdom of the world, it can help you, it can take you far, but it can't take you home.
就是说这个世界的智慧他可以帮到你但是他不可以带你去到你的根源。
So are you resting in worldly wisdom? It's insufficient.
所以这个世界的智慧是不足够的。
Here are a couple of examples again. of why that's so.
咁呢度有几个嘅例子。
You're not going to end poverty with worldly wisdom. It's not possible. You're not going to end it with science and technology. You will not end poverty.
你唔可以用世界嘅智慧、用科学或者系用科技嚟到去终止呢个世界里边嘅贫穷。
In fact, it's safe to conclude no major human problem can ever be completely addressed by just human resources.
有啲人甚至去讲就系话咧，呢个人类嘅问题唔可以完全嘅解决，如果系单单靠人类嘅资源。
Just take poverty for example. Why? Why is that so?
就好似贫穷嚟咁讲，点解唔可以啊
？Well, we have the systemic evil injustices in the world.
因为喺呢个嘅世界里边。有呢一个嘅邪恶同埋不公义。
You're dealing with the souls of humanity.
你系面对紧嘅系人嘅灵魂。
You're dealing with the heart of people.
你所要处理嘅系人嘅心嘅问题。
Hearts need to be changed. The core of our beings need to be changed. You need the grace of God.
人嘅心系要被改变，而要点样被改变系需要神嘅恩典。
You're not going to solve poverty without spiritual transformation.
我哋唔可以嚟到去解决到呢个贫穷嘅问题。
In other words, the wisdom of this world can tell you an awful lot about what the problem is, and even maybe some helpful things.
呢个世界嘅智慧可以话俾我哋听问题系乜嘢嘢。
But it can't bring you home.
但系唔可以带到你去嗰个根源。
Science can tell you what is, but it can never tell you what ought to be.
科学可以话俾你听究竟系乜嘢事。但系佢唔可以话俾你听，原本应该系点样样。
Because as soon as you get to the question ought to be, you're not into science anymore. You're into morality. You're into religion.
因为当如果你睇到就系话到你本应该系点样样嘅时候，呢一个就已经系一个道德嘅问题，一个宗教嘅问题。
A psychology professor once said, "If you're looking for a forgiving heart, you're in the wrong department."
曾经有一个心理学嘅教授佢咁样讲，如果你喺呢度系要揾一个咧去原谅人嘅心嘅时候，你就嚟错咗呢个部门啦。
You see, the wisdom of this world, empirical science, research science can maybe show you what's wrong to a great degree.
呢一个世界嘅智慧或者系啲经验科学或者系一啲嘅研究嘅科学，佢可以话俾你听究竟呢个错误嘅程度有几大。
But it can't give you the peace that surpasses understanding.
但系佢唔可以俾到你有一个嘅平安系超过你所想象。
Obviously, as a fellow human being, you know nobody can live well without forgiveness.
我哋都知道冇人能够可以好好嘅生活系除非佢有一个饶恕。
You don't need someone to tell you that.
你唔需要人哋话俾你知。
If you're bitter, you know what will happen? You will be miserable.You will be miserable.
因为如果你心里面有这个苦毒的时候，你的人生呢，其实就是很悲伤的。
Forgiveness. Simple thing like that. Forgiveness. But that's not in the sciences.
饶恕人，这件事不是在科学里面。
That's not in social sciences. It's not in their realm of study.
不是在一个社会科学里面。
You know, I'm told that there are studies that essentially empirically prove that people who prayed got joy in prayer.
咁亦都有一啲嘅经验，嘅研究咧，去证明咧，佢就话咧，有啲人去祈祷嘅话咧，佢可以咧，开心啲，喜乐啲。
And the social scientists discovered that the people, as they studied this, the people said that they felt they connected to God.
咁呢啲社会科学嘅人嘅研究，佢就话，当呢人祈祷嘅时候咧，原来佢哋话咧，因为佢哋可以咧同神连结。
And you know what the social scientists discovered?
咁佢哋发现咗啲咩嘢咧
？We heal faster after injury or surgery if you prayed. That's what they concluded.
咁呢研究佢哋讲嘅就系话咧，当呢啲人咧，如果佢系受咗伤或者做完手术之后。他们如果是祈祷的时候他们治疗就会快一点。
That was discovered empirically by some social scientists.
这个他们用经验去证明是被这些社会科学 家嚟到去讲出嚟嘅。
Let me ask you, do you think the research can now go out and figure out how to pray and connect to God?
咁但系你谂下，如果呢啲人佢嘅研究可唔可以咧？而家怎样走出嚟就话俾啲人听？咁佢应该可以点样嘅祈祷咧
？No, it falls short.
佢哋唔可以话俾人听点样嘅灵去祈祷，让佢哋感觉同神有关联。
As you'll see on slide 8, the wise men in Matthew 2, by their wisdom, were able to know where was the king, but not where to find the king.
就好似喺马太福音第二章嗰度啲博士咁样，藉着佢哋自己嘅智慧，佢哋可以知道有一个嘅王，但佢哋唔知道喺边一度可以揾到呢个王。
And maybe we even give them the benefit of the doubt that they knew that they needed a king.
或者我哋可以甚至话，佢哋知道佢哋需要一个嘅王
，but they didn't know where to find him.
但他们不知道去哪里找到这个王。
And that's what Christmas means. The king has come to you.
圣诞节的意义就是什么？他就告诉我们，这个王来到我们那里。
Don't you see that?
你看不看到啊？
The wisdom of this world is superficial.
这个世界的智慧是很表面的。
You know, there's something hilarious about this scene, right?
我哋喺呢度睇见情景嘅时候，我哋都会觉得好可笑。
Right, the wise men were the elites of that day, the intelligentsia, right?
你睇见当时嗰啲当时嘅一啲嘅精英，呢啲嘅博士。
And the Old Testament prophets are telling them to go to Bethlehem.
咁系旧约嘅先知话俾你听去伯利恒。
You know why it's hilarious? You know, Bethlehem is an insignificant place. It's like Podunk, USA.
伯利恒唔系一个好出名、好令人注目嘅地方。
It's not your urban center. It's not New York City.
唔系一个嘅市中心，唔系好似纽约市咁样。
There's no studio there for TV broadcast.
嗰度冇一啲嘅工作室可以俾人哋咧嚟到去做广播。
There's no arena for concerts. There's no sporting events going on.
喺里边冇音乐厅，亦都冇一个打波嘅场所。
It's one of those places people don't bother to visit.
嗰、那个地方冇人会谂住要去嗰度旅行嘅。
They don't care to live there，
甚至冇人会谂住喺嗰度安居。
You see the contrast God's wisdom with the wisdom of the world。
你睇唔睇见呢度神嘅智慧同呢个世界嘅智慧嗰个嘅对比
？You know, many of you have bitten into the lie. You've been deceived.
有好多时我哋都被蒙骗。
The world says if you're really going to make a difference in this life, you got to go to the right schools.
这个世界告诉我，如果你要过一个不一样的人生的话，你就要去一间好的学校。
You have to have the right skill set.
你要学习一些好的技能。
You must know and convene and assemble the coalition, the alliance that will help you move forward.
你要知道怎样的来到去找到一班啱的人，来到去有一个好的联盟，来到帮你前进。
You hear and see that daily in life, right?
你在你的生命里面每天都会听见这样。
And in contrast, what do you see?
但是相反的你看见什么?
What do you see in Matthew 2?
在马太福音第二章你看见什么呢?
God is setting up the beginning of the Savior's life, his son's life, right? What do you see?
神在这里安排了他的儿子耶稣基督的生命是怎样开始的呢?
Jesus is the most single, most influential person in the history of the world.
耶稣可以讲是在世界的历史里面一个最有影响力的一个人。
But all the conventional world's ways are missing.
但在这里你会看见所有这个世界传统的做事的方式都不在这里。
Let me ask you, according to the world, was Jesus born in the right family?
你看看耶稣他是不是在一个合宜的家庭里面出世呢?
Was Jesus born in the right place, Bethlehem, according to the world?
他是不是根据世界的讲法的时候是一个适宜的地方里面出生呢他只不过在伯利恒出生。
Did Jesus have all the alphabets after his name? The right credentials?
耶稣基督在他的名字后面有没有所有的衔头呢
Was he a famous author? Famous filmmaker?
他是不是一个很出名的作家或者出名的一个电影制作人呢
Did he lead an army? A powerful nation?
他会引领一个的军队或者一个很强力 很有力的国家呢
From what we could tell, he wasn't good looking.
但我们在只是有人告诉我们就是他的容貌并不出众。
God didn't do anything the world's way. Did you see that in the text?
你喺呢个经文里面睇唔睇见神做事嘅方式唔系好似个世界做事嘅方式咁样
？He did it God's way, God's wisdom。
呢个系神做事嘅方式，神嘅智慧。
And what way is that? The way up is to go down。
神嘅方式系咩？佢话要上嘅咩？你就要下降下嚟。
The way to power is to serve。
你要点样得着权力咧？就系要去服侍。
The way to get really rich, to have love。To have a love that you can never lose is to give your money away.
点样嘅能够叫系成为富足咧？即系话咧，你可以得着一个嘅爱系永远都唔会失去嘅咧，就系要去将你嘅金钱嚟到去。
That's the total opposite. That's the opposite of what the world tells you.
呢个系世界所讲俾我哋听嘅相反。
Even those of us who are Christians and are living in New York, the world's financial center, you know We know this is the largest city in the world.
我哋基督徒，我哋住喺纽约市呢个世界里边最大嘅金融中心里边。
But we too are influenced by the world's thinking.
我哋都会被呢个世界嘅思想影响。
And we start to think just like the world. Can anything good come out of Nazareth?
我哋都会好似世界咁所谂，就系好似话喺拿撒勒有咩好嘅可以出嚟咧
？And we think to ourselves, you know, is anyone famous from a small little?Village or town?
你会谂到就系话到呢个世界出名嘅有边个会喺呢小嘅镇里边出现呢
？And we conclude nothing good comes out of Bethlehem.
咁我哋就会喺度谂啦，喺伯利恒可以出到啲咩好嘅咧
？Watch out! Watch out! The wisdom of the world falls short.
我哋要去警醒，我哋要去小心，因为呢个世界嘅智慧咧都系。
And in the end, verse 10, verse 11 says, when the wise men saw the star, they were what? Overjoyed on coming to the house.
在第十、第十一节嘅时候，当佢哋入到去嗰间屋睇见嘅时候，佢哋话呢啲人佢哋就大大嘅欢喜。
Again, this isn't the stable or barn scene of the newborn king. This comes later. Jesus is probably a year or two old.
咁喺呢度讲到嘅时候咧，就唔系讲耶稣咧，佢啱啱出世嘅时候喺马槽嗰度，而嗰个时间佢哋嚟到嘅时候，应该咧已经系一到两岁噶啦。
And the latter part of verse 11 says they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him。
喺度佢话到佢进了房子，看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就俯伏拜那小孩子。
And the reason probably that people concluded.Some people concluded they were kings was because of the gifts, right? The gold, frankincense, and myrrh, they're very kingly gifts, expensive gifts.
咁有好多人咧，佢就话咧，啊，佢哋三个咧就系王嚟嘅。其实咧就可能咧就系因为佢哋睇佢哋所带嚟嘅礼物，黄金、乳香、没药。因为咧呢啲咧通常都系国王嘅礼物，佢哋系好昂贵嘅。
But it was also normal when you went to see a king.Or anyone superior to you to bring special gifts.
但喺当时咧，亦都好正常嘅，就系话，假如你要去朝见一个王，或者系见一啲人系比你，系喺你之上嘅话咧，你都会去带一啲嘅礼物去送俾嗰一位你要探嘅人。
But the text clearly says they bowed down and worshipped him.
咁喺经文里边咧，讲得好清楚嘅，就话佢哋俯伏拜那小孩子。
I have this on the last slide, slide 9, a very famous 19th century bishop, J.C. Ryle, has written something in it, one of his commentaries on Matthew.
咁有一个好基督徒嘅喺十九世纪里边有一个基督徒，咁佢系当时圣公会嘅主教，佢就系对马太福音嗰度去写咗一个好短短嘅一个嘅注释。
And J.C. Ryle writes this.About Matthew 2, they saw no miracle to convince them. They heard no wise words out of his mouth. They saw nothing but a newborn infant on the lap of a poor woman. But they worshipped him. No greater faith than this can be found in the whole volume of the Bible.
咁喺个注释里边，去睇到马太福音嘅第二章嘅时候，佢咁讲。他说这些的博士他们看不见有什么东西的神迹来到去说服他们。他们听不见在这个婴孩的口里面出现了一些什么话语。 佢哋都睇佢哋，佢哋所睇见嘅冇其他嘢，除咗就系一个嘅婴孩喺个母亲嘅腿上边，但系佢哋就系咁样嘅嚟到去敬拜佢。喺整个嘅圣经里边，冇我哋唔可以揾到比佢哋嘅信心更大嘅。
Now that's a pretty strong statement, isn't it?
呢个系咪一个好强而有力嘅陈述咧
？But J.C. Rowell is saying this. Look at everybody else who ever believed in the scriptures.
咁J.C. Rowell 佢咁讲，佢话睇下喺圣经里边，我哋睇见所有嗰啲人去相信嘅时候系点嘅咧
？Generally, they believed because of what? They heard the Great Sermon on the Mount by Jesus, or they saw a great miracle, they saw a healing by Jesus.
咁好多时啲人咧，佢哋相信嘅时候就因为佢哋听见登山宝训嘅教训啦。或者佢睇见耶稣做嘅神迹，或者佢哋嘅医治。
If you consider the rest of the New Testament, the people believed in Jesus when they heard a great sermon.
咁你睇见咧，就喺新约里边，好多时嗰啲人嚟到去信嘅时候，就因为你听咗耶稣讲嘅道。
But the wise men just walk in, and they see the child on the lap of the poor woman, and they worship him.
佢话到咧，呢啲嘅博士嚟到入到间屋，佢哋见到嘅就系呢个小婴孩喺妈妈嘅腿上边，佢哋就俯伏嘅去拜佢啦。
So what's the reason? These pagan wise men, these Gentiles, why would they do that? Why would they worship? Why?
咁系咩原因呢一啲外邦嘅博士佢哋会去敬拜呢个小孩子咧
？There must have been some type of divine revelation revealed to them, right?
一定系喺神嗰度向佢哋有一啲嘅显示。
Where they realized the light bulb went on，
以致佢哋认识到。
They realized this is what we've been living for. This we've been looking for wisdom all along, all our lives. It's right before us.
佢哋认识到嘅就话呢一个就系我哋喺我哋整个人生里边，我哋所要寻找嘅嗰个智慧。
And the Holy Spirit touches them, and they perceive this is what we've been looking for all our lives. We've been working so hard.
圣灵去触动到佢哋嘅心，这个就系佢哋感受到，这个就系我哋整，我哋一直喺度寻找嘅。
And that's why they bow and worship Jesus, and you can too.
这个就系点解佢哋即刻俯伏嘅去拜耶稣，你同我都可以系咁。
You know, most of us are one-dimensional.
我哋好多时睇嘢系好单面。
We either gravitate toward being a bit legalistic.Or we gravitate to be more relativistic.
我哋可能系好律法主义，又或者我哋好相对主义。
We know that by just looking at our churches.
我哋睇我哋嘅教会嘅时候。
Or you can look at your political parties and see that.
或者你哋睇下一啲嘅政党，你就睇见啦。
You're either moving in one direction or the other.
你一系咧就呢一个方向走，如果唔系就第二个方向。
You know, if you're an ultra-conservative religious type, you probably are siding to the legalistic end, the self-righteous end.
如果你好保守主义嘅时候，你可能咧就系倾向于咧就系个律法嗰边，律法主义嗰边。
Or if you're a relativist, saying that there's, you know, a lot of wiggle room here, no absolute truth, then you might go a little further away as a relativist.
咁要系相对主义嘅时候，对你嚟讲，你就会觉得系冇呢个绝对嘅真理喺度，你就会走另外一边。
But you shouldn't limit yourself. We shouldn't be one-dimensional.
我哋唔应该嘅限制自己就系好极端嘅。
Why? Because you're made in the image of God. He's not one-dimensional.
我哋要睇嘅就系我哋系按着神嘅形象做嘅，神唔系一维嘅。
How do we know that God is multi-dimensional?
我哋点样睇见咧？神系好多元嘅咧。
Well, look at the cross.
我哋睇下个十架。
Is God a God so righteous and holy that He has to punish sin?
神唔系公义同埋系圣洁嘅，佢要惩罚罪咩
？Or is He loving and merciful that He's going to accept you no matter how you live?
因为神系满有慈爱同埋怜悯，佢会接受我哋，无论我哋系一个点样样嘅人。
Of course, the answer in the scriptures is both equally, right?
喺圣经里边，我哋嘅答案系咩啊？当然系两样都系啦，并且系两样都系同等嘅。
Because only at the cross, as you gaze at the cross,
当我哋去睇呢个十字架嘅时候
，God's consummate wisdom。
当我哋去望下耶稣基督嘅十字架嘅时候，我哋睇见神嗰度一个完美嘅智慧。
It covers both ends。
佢可以涵盖咗两者。
On the one hand, Jesus completely fulfilled holiness and law, right? Because his sacrifice himself, sacrifice was the justice of God, right?
一方面，耶稣基督佢系完全可以满足咗呢个圣洁同埋律法嘅要求。
The justice of God was satisfied.
佢将佢自己献上，以致满足咗呢一个神嗰个公义嘅要求。
But at the very same time, Jesus, God the Son, completely satisfies love and mercy too, right?
而同一个时间，神嘅儿子佢亦都完全满足咗呢个爱同埋怜悯。
And the cross makes that all possible.
呢个十字架就成为二者都可以有可能。
If you trust and believe in Him, if He's your Lord, you're accepted no matter what you've ever done.
如果你系去相信嘅时候，你就系神就接纳你。
And therefore, you see the ultimate wisdom, the ultimate wise one in Jesus.
你就可以睇见喺耶稣基督里边，佢就系嗰一位嘅智者。
And that passes His wisdom passes into you as you believe.And trust in Him.
如果我哋去相信佢嘅时候，神嘅智慧亦都可以俾我哋。
You no longer are one-dimensional, right? You no longer have to just gravitate toward being legalist or relativist.
而我哋都唔需要咧，净系话系好律法主义嘅去过生活，或者系用一个相对嘅主义。
You can't have a high view of yourself because you are loved by the one who's the most significant one.
我哋可以去有一睇到我哋自己嘅时候系好好重嘅，就系神，因为我哋系被神爱嘅。
And you can move through life joyfully. You can move through life despite the dismal circumstances.
咁就算系喺一啲好绝望情景里边嘅时候，我哋都可以经过你嘅人生系好喜乐嘅。
You can be sympathetic and at the same time you can confront wrong.
我哋系可以对人哋好有同情心，亦都另外一方面，我哋都可以喺做出一啲好艰难决定嘅时候，我哋可以知道点样嘅嚟到去对抗。
But you have to gaze at the cross.
我哋要望向呢个十字架。
And then you'll have the same experience as these wise men. You'll bow down and worship Jesus.
当你睇去仰望呢个十字架嘅时候，你就会好似呢啲嘅博士咁样，你会去俯伏嘅去敬拜。
But you got to keep looking. You can't just look and glance and say, that's it.
但是你要注目在耶稣基督的十字架上面，不是望一望就算。
Because the more you look, the more you gaze at the cross, the more you will give God your all.
因为当你真的常常的注目在基督的十字架上面的时候，你就更加会将你自己是更多的去给神。
You won't be able to help give him the great gifts of your life.
你能够去将你自己的生命成为一个礼物给他。
And then, you'll be truly growing in godly wisdom.
这样的时候，你就可以真真正正的在神的智慧里面来到去成长。
Father, thank you for Christmas.
天父，多谢你给我们圣诞节。
Thank you for Matthew chapter 2.
多谢你给我们马太福音第二章。
Lord, there's a lot here.
在这段经文里面有很多的东西。
But I hope we see the wise one tonight.
神啊，让我们在当中看见那个满有智慧的那一位。
May you all see that worldly wisdom is insufficient.
让我们都看见世界的智慧是不足够的。
We can gain nuggets of truth from it.
我们不能够在当中找到真理。
But without godly wisdom, we won't be able to sing.
但是我们不可以没有神给我们的智慧。
We won't be able to use that worldly wisdom for something constructive and lasting.
如果我们没有神的智慧的时候，我们不可以用世界的智慧来到去做一些永恒的事。
I pray, Father, that no one here has been deceived.
神啊，让我们都不要被蒙蔽。
In thinking that your wisdom is nonsense.
让我们不要去想的就是说神你自己的智慧是人不明白的。
And so I hope all here would check out the fact that worldly wisdom is insufficient.
主要让我们都去体会到就是世界的智慧不足够。
We can do that by gazing at the cross of Christ.
我们是需要去仰望神你自己的十架。
And we will be wise as we gaze and gaze and gaze.
当我们去注目在神你自己的十字架上面的时候，我们就可以有这个智慧。
And so may reflect on that this Christmas season.
让我们在这个圣诞节里面，我们都这样的都去默想。
For yes, you're for your blessing now, in Jesus' name, Amen.
我们求神去祝福我们，奉耶稣基督名求，阿门。